Let me show you some about widgets here. Let's go to stocks right now, and we're going to load stock information off the web, and just right onto the phone here. Oh, look, Apple's up. That's great. Now I can look at different graphs here if I want to, and that's fantastic. Let's look at the percentages here. Oh, good. Good, good. So I've got stocks right here, and I can go look at the weather. Let's see what it's like outside. -49 degrees, but it's supposed to get to 61 today, so that's good. We'll just stay in here till it warms up. Now, I've got Paris right here. I can have as many of these as I want, so it's nighttime in Paris. It's actually warmer in Paris at night than it is here today. Wow. Aspen. Well, no snow till later in the week. And Hawaii, oh, it's raining. That's not good. Well, anyway, here's four places: Hawaii, Aspen, Paris, and San Francisco. And again, the weather widget. Now, to conclude with the internet device section here, I want to show you something truly remarkable, which is Google Maps on iPhone. I hit our Maps application here, and it's coming up. And it shows us North America, and I'm going to go to Moscone West. That's where we are right now. And here we are. Boom. That's where we are. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go look for something. I'm going to certainly want a cup of coffee afterwards, so I'm just going to look for Starbucks, right? Starbucks. So I'm going to search for Starbucks, and sure enough, there's all the Starbucks. Now, I can get a list of Starbucks here, so I can pick that one if I want. And I can even go look at that Starbucks, and there it is, and let's give them a call.
Good morning, Starbucks, how can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to order 4,000 lattes to go, please. No, just kidding. Wrong number, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, I can zoom in by just, again, pinching if I want to, or I can just double-click to zoom in, and I get just higher and higher resolution versions of the map. So let's go somewhere else here that I've got bookmarked, and let's go to the Washington Monument. And so here is Washington, D.C., and I could just double-tap and I'm going in a little further here, just double tapping in, and there's the Washington Monument there, and I'll double tap in again. But now I want to show you something else, satellite images. So I just hit this button called satellite down at the bottom, and it's going to replace the map with satellite images. There we go. And I can just double tap in, and double tap in again, and let's double tap in again. This is the Washington Monument. There we go, look at this. You see people down there. Yep. Isn't that incredible? Right on my phone. It's unbelievable. So let's go. I've got another one, the Eiffel Tower, which is very cool. I set this one to be, look at this. There's the Eiffel Tower. There's people at the Eiffel Tower, you can see. Look at that. Isn't that incredible? And here, just one last one. I have to show you, the Colosseum in Rome. So again, here we are in Rome. That's as far as we can go with the map, but we can go a little further with the satellite. There's the Colosseum. There's the Roman Colosseum. Satellite imagery right on the phone. Look at that. That's the Colosseum. Unbelievable. Right on our phone. What do you think? Isn't that incredible?